Audrey Russo is the president and CEO of the Pittsburgh Technology Council. Heard every Wednesday night at 7 along with Jonathan Kersting right here on KDK. And she's on our Disk Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline. Audrey, good morning.
Good morning.
So somebody that still has a flip phone might be saying, I don't know what you're talking about, but a lot of people are familiar with apps and downloading apps of all sorts. Some of the most popular might be Instagram, and there's also a whole bunch of others. But this TikTok is relatively new, right?
Well, it's been around. It was known as Musical.ly, and then it converted into the word TikTok, owned by a Chinese company. So, the intent was it's a creation kind of app. So it's a short snippet that you can create. And it started with the music genre so that you could do like a karaoke or you could do a song and you could do it quickly and you could replay it back and forth. And it wouldn't take up a lot of bandwidth when you were downloading it.
Okay, so it has turned into a political issue because now, since it's owned by a Chinese company, there are those, including the president, suggesting that China is somehow able to tap into all your personal information through the app on your phone. Is that possible?
Well, it's not just China. This isn't just a Chinese. I don't want to get into the political piece of this, but it's not just China. When you often download an app, you sign away. You know, they ask for your permission, right? Can you download? You go into the Apple Store. And, you know, hopefully you're not on a flip phone because you probably can't do that. But most of us who have the new smartphones can download an app. And you essentially, you know, can waive your rights to certain things, the information. They might say the information won't be stored, you can't retrieve it. They might say that they won't use your information in an individually identifiable way, but they may take some data and aggregate it so that they can get some trend information. You know, there's lots of things that we do each and every day that we just don't think about in terms of what it means for our personal data. But on the flip side, TikTok is just... you know, an amazing app because it is a creation app. It's a content creation app. You, Larry, can create anything that you want, anything. Like a song, you know, you can rap something, you can talk about something, you can make, you know, anything animated and, you know, in short snippets, and I can send it to you within a short period of time and you get it. It's not, doesn't take up a lot of your space in terms of your functionality on your phone.
And I noticed.
So it's fun.
Yeah.
It's fun.
I was encouraged by my own kids. Hey, put this because there were initially some fun little videos of people doing pranks and practical jokes and dancing. And then all of a sudden, I noticed during the protests that there was a lot of social interaction where people were posting these short videos of protests around the country. So it almost became something different. And then all of a sudden, the next video would be something funny or silly.
Mm-hmm. Well, right. I mean, because you have the capability. So, you know, the pros and cons of that, as you know, if you're involved in the news, that sometimes when you only take 10 seconds of information, you don't get the whole story. And so, you know, it was meant for fun content creation that started from a musical app so that you could play a lyric or you could do a quick rap and you could share that and you could be clever. But that when it comes to news, it's very difficult to extract a TikTok thinking that you've captured the whole story.
Well, what's interesting is my own family said that they've removed the app and they're telling me, Dad, you got to get rid of TikTok. Like I just got TikTok. So it sounds like the president did say he was going to ban TikTok. And over the weekend, one of TikTok's top officials said Saturday that, quote, not planning on going anywhere. So how dangerous do you think this is?
TikTok, because I believe Microsoft is very interested in acquiring TikTok, or at least the core functionality. And Microsoft may do that with some other tech companies in a joint investment. So TikTok is hugely popular. It's not just in the United States, but all around the world. And so, you know, a company like Microsoft is probably thinking this is a valuable asset and maybe we can do some things that can help protect some of the information or some of the ways that it's being used. I don't know. It's speculation. This just happened over the weekend that Microsoft actually met with the president to talk about their acquisition. I have no idea what the value is. I have no idea what whether that goes through. I have no idea, given the fact that our top technology companies have been in Washington and sort of talking about their own businesses and what that means in terms of their roles in antitrust and monopolies.
Yeah, that was an interesting conversation last week when they gathered all the heads of all these, and they're all billionaires, which I thought was kind of interesting, together to talk.
And they're companies that 15 years ago you never heard of.
Right.
So that's how fast the world is moving.
Well, Audrey, when somebody asks you, hey, just about any app, and you pointed this out, you agree without even really reading the details of what you're agreeing to allow that app to download on your phone. You may be vulnerable with all kinds of apps. We just don't know for sure.
Yeah, you might be. You certainly might be. I mean, we're living in a world where technology is ubiquitous, and you none of us, no matter how diligent we really are, unless you're someone like an information security officer where you know the ins and outs and the back end, entrances and exits of technology, but most of us don't know that. We don't think about that. We think it's harmless. So we make a decision that says good or not, right? And then we sign up. The other thing for TikTok, I think their minimum requirement for downloading the app is, I think it's like age 13. I think you have to agree to an age. So again, when that is part of the new world of technology, and hopefully as we move ahead, we've learned a lot in terms of data privacy, in terms of ethics, in terms of, and I think that's the age that we're in right now. We're in an age where people are starting to really question the efficacy and the moral implications and some of the biases of technology.
And NBC News over the weekend suggested that since the president threatened to ban TikTok, there may be some younger voters who wouldn't have voted otherwise who say, no, we don't want that. That's where we are right now.
It could be. What? It could be. It's hard to say. But I mean, if TikTok quickly gets acquired, it might be seamless and people might not care because it happened so quickly.
Fascinating.
We'll see this week. We'll see this week what happens, right?
We'll
see what happens in terms of this acquisition and maybe some other companies joining Microsoft. Because it's been such an incredible app, and the use of it has just soared. So the value of it is very, very high. And perhaps many companies want to join in that kind of acquisition, which would be in many ways a first. So it's exciting times, actually. I'm glad that people are questioning the use of technology, and I'm glad that we're trying to find some alternatives, and I'm glad to see some collaboration on the technology side.
President, CEO of the Pittsburgh Technology Council, Audrey Russo. You can hear her Tech Vibe Radio Wednesday night at 7 with Jonathan Kirstein. Good to talk to you. Thanks, Audrey. Have a great week.
Thanks. Thank you.